All right, so welcome everybody to Two Jerks, One Vote. After a good long pause that we had there, we are returning to do probably the dumbest idea, which is doing the longest song fight ever. And before we get started, is there anything you want to mention, Chumpy, or?
We're going to be going in alphabetical order, and we're going to try to get through all the songs. And I'm trying hard not to be a dick. That's
Okay.
about all my goal is.
All right. That all sounds good. Me too, more or less. I also, before we get too far, I want to introduce our very, very special guest. Now, Nivius is here. He's a member, and I'm guessing a founding member of Lucky Witch and the Righteous Ghost, with
Absolutely.
Not many song fight entries for that one, but he's also submitted as the band Nivius with not many song fight entries. I mean, like nine submissions, which is certainly more than Lucky Witch and the Righteous Ghost. But he's also submitted with or as ex Tokyo River God, Transatlantic Fight Club, Suave Noise Youth, Silent E, Calc. And there's a good like 30 song fight entries aggregate there. And I'm 1,000% sure that there's another dozen or so band project that he's been involved with when it comes to like song fight alone. But he has also been a strong side fighter. Lucky Witch and the Righteous Ghost, for example, has competed in Spin Tunes regularly since 2017. And he has competed in Spin Tunes as Nivius since like 2012. And even before that, he was a Spin Tunes judge for Spin Tunes number one. Now, I'm going to interrupt myself again, and I'm going to admit that I've been burying the lead here because Nivius is, of course, a central figure in these communities. In addition to participating and competing, he has regularly organized, hosted, and executed side fights and live fights. And of course, he's the creator of and the main dude in Nur Ein, setting everything up, corralling judges like herding cats, and making everything run very smoothly. And occasionally even competing in Nur Ein. So anyway, not only has he made a ton of wonderful music, he has also driven and facilitated the creation of literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of songs by putting these competitions, events and projects together. So thank you and welcome, E. Nivius Rayside, to Two Jerks, One Vote. Thank you for coming on. We've been trying to get you on for a while now.
That was absolutely phenomenal. It's almost time for like my performance work plan over in at my job. Can like you write up like my brag sheet? Because that was absolutely tremendous.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'll say all the nice things about Omnicord. Chumpy will say all the nice things about the atmosphere.
But thank you so much for having me on. This is great. This is going to be a wild time going through nearly 100 songs. But yeah,
Yeah.
let's do this. This is great.
I think it's worth pointing out that if you know anything at all about Songfight, you know who Nivius is. And if you don't know anything at all about Songfight, you have the wrong podcast and you should immediately probably find another one.
Well, before we get too far, though, are there any of your bona fides that I've missed that I really should have mentioned?
Let's see now. Okay. So I've written a lot for the Berkeley social scene.
Oh.
Because I love FAM. I love February Album Writing Month. So I do February Album Writing Month as Terror at Space Camp.
Great name.
And for, let's say, 8 or 9 years, I wrote for the Berkeley social scene. So we did a bunch of albums, including there's one album that you can still get online from us with it's called Centauri Time, which is a whole album based on the movies of Bill Murray.
Awesome.
So yeah, so just think Berkeley social scene doing songs based on Bill Murray movies. It's a fun time.
Sounds good. One credit that I forgot to mention, too, is that you wrote the lyrics on a Jerkatorium song.
Well, that's right. I did on Day of the Dead.
A song fight winning Jerkatorium song. Jerkatorium and Nivius song.
Actually, so, yes. If I remember right, didn't Nivius write at least two winning entries for that fight?
If I did. More?
Yeah.
I wrote two winning entries for that fight.
There's probably too much to run through for you. When I mean, we've already covered a fair amount, but I'm sure that there's also a zillion other side fights you were in, side projects, cameos.
All sorts of weird things that I've done in these 20 years of being a part of Songfight. You know, I have many tales I could tell about my time in Songfight and doing side fights, or I've thrown, I think, 3 or 4 live fights here in New York. Yeah.
Wow. You know where bodies are buried.
It's been a long winding road. Glenn Case calls me the Songfight Historian, which is a weird title. Because there's so much history, it's hard for one person to be able to even keep up with. But I also did a lot of stuff with Songfight The Rockening.
Oh, yeah.
I made so many of those cards. Because I love information. I love digging in. Songfight is a wonderful community. It's so amazing. And I think that it deserves someone out there being able to tell those stories. Because it saddens me sometimes when I go on to like Spotify and so many bands from Songfight aren't there. And I know there's a sea of spectacular music that people just do not get to touch upon. So I love being able to tell the stories of these bands and be able to say, hey, like, have you heard Jerkatorium? Have you heard Glenn Case? Have you heard Jute Geit? Have you heard Jonathan Mann? Have you? Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Okay. Again, this is going to be a slog. This is going to be minimum 4-hour podcast, I think. So I think we should try and get into it.
Buckle up.
I am going to make a couple of comments right off the bat. The previous podcasts have been edited. This one is not going to be as edited. I will not be deleting all of these ums. And, I get maybe a few of them. Some of these pauses are going to stay in. And just want to warn you in advance that that's going to happen. We're probably also not going to mark the songs. Do you think we're going to mark the songs, Chumpy, or are we just going to let it out as is?
I think we should just let it out as is.
Yeah, it's just going to be too much otherwise. So this is going to be a little bit of a lower, quality podcast in terms of just the superficial aspects of it. So that's just going to happen. Also, when I play a clip of the song, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to choose like a 10 or 15 second spot, and everybody's going to get the same amount of time. It's going to be from the beginning of their song or close to the beginning of their song. I know that some songs have 10 seconds of essentially nothing in the beginning. I have one song in mind in particular with that. So if you're irked that, you get 10 seconds and it doesn't even make it to the chorus, then I'm sorry, but it's going to be so difficult to, time consuming to edit that that's just how it's going to be.
We'll have a link to our complaints department.
Yes. Yes. We're going to go in alphabetical order.